hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Joining us later will be Mr. Robbie Noel from The Flip Side, the program that airs on this network at 6 to 7 p.m., and that is Central Time, Monday through Friday. Joining us here in just a couple of minutes will be Bob Chapman. If this is Tuesday, that's right, you've landed in the right spot. It is the second day of October, 2005. I'm sorry, 7. Six. This year has gone by so quick, folks. It's like it's all been recorded. You're watching your life go by on fast forward. That's what it seems like. I'm going to get into a lot of information here today. Do you think the recession's on? Let me just give you a little hint here, a little tidbit. Job layoffs under Bush among highest in U.S. history. The New Standard News.net by Madeline Barron. She writes, during the first 3 years of the Bush administration, the layoff rate reached 8.7% for workers over 20 years old, one of the highest rates on record, according to the New York Times. The survey also recorded the highest layoff rate ever for long-tenured workers, those who held their jobs for more than 3 years. Employees laid off 5.3 million, or 6.3% of all long-tenured workers between 2001 and 2003. In the past, layoffs peaked during recessions and decline during economic booms, but a new survey by the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the layoff rate is increasing regardless of the state of the rest of the U.S. economy. No one should be surprised by the increasing frequency of layoffs, James Glassman, senior U.S. economist for the investment firm of J.P. Morgan Chase. I guess these folks should know, these fine bankers. That's what he said to the New York Times. It's an echo of globalization. Companies are shifting production around more frequently to take advantage of low-cost centers. And it continues. To this day, United States Congress, the president, past presidents of this country, are doing one thing, and that's giving your jobs away for the vaunted hope of being in the elite club of the globalist. And, of course, your workers won't be able to compete with the jobs we're shipping overseas because, you see, that's why we're moving in anyhow. Oh, their words, low-cost centers, taking advantage of it. Folks, I'm going to go through a list. It's just going to blow you away. I'm telling you, it is just going to blow your mind. And I've got Mr. Bernanke, the sage, the fool that took over for Mr. Alan Greenspan, a man of irrational exuberance himself with what he did with the lending rates. Oh, that's right, after the dot-coms blew up. Well, let's cheapen it and let's load up the market out there with mortgages that people aren't going to pay for because we know the economy is going to implode, but that's okay. There's going to be a lot of people short-term, they're going to make a lot of money. You, on the other hand, you're left holding the bag. By the way, check the bottom of the bag. There's nothing in it. We'll be back with Bob Chapman. As I said, Robbie Noel will be joining us top of the hour next hour. We're going to get on a roll with this deal, folks. If you're faint of heart or you got high blood pressure, you may want to skip this first hour. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Oh, I wish the good news was as abundant as the bad news. I discovered a website, ml-implode.com. They track the housing finance breakdown, the saga of corruption, stupidity, and government complicity. Since late of 2006, just last year, folks, 161 major U.S. lending operations have imploded. Now, let me explain imploded. Now, when you say implode, the status is somewhat subjective and does not necessarily mean operations have ceased permanently. It can mean bankruptcy filing, temporary but open-ended halting of major operations, or fire sale acquisition. The companies include all types, prime, subprime, or a mix of both, retail or wholesale, subsidiaries, and entire companies. Now, I have a short little list here. Let me go back up to the top. 161 imploded lenders. And there's an ailing watch list of lenders as well. Countrywide Financial, big news there. Comm Utility, Secured Bankers Mortgage Company, Delta Financial Corporation, Meridius Capital, Option One, Aquin Loan Servicing, Doral Financial Corporation, Evergreen Investment, Carnation Bank, and I've heard rumor that that is government money there as well. Coast Financial Holdings, Inc., Residential Capital, LLC. Last week, they were trying to flip the cord. They were trying to pull the cord, rather, on the message that we may be in a recession. It's a coin toss. We may be in a recession. We might not be. And this week, I watched, just this morning, CNBC. They posed the question, is it the global markets that are keeping Wall Street afloat? Because we're interconnected so much. And this they posed as a question when they started out the morning. It later became fact. That was the screen wipe. And there was no debate on it. It just became solid fact by the end of their broadcast. And everybody's happy. Because the Dow's still up over 14,000. Folks, what happened in 1929? Stock market was up then as well. But if you look at the underlying house of cards factors in this deal, it is shaky at best. Good afternoon, Mr. Robert Chapman. How are you this afternoon, sir?
Fine, thank you. I have a few comments to add in here today. Number one, Countrywide Financial says that they're trying to help people bridge the gap to order to keep their homes, and that's untrue. And the reason why is that they get large foreclosure fees and somebody else is left holding the bag with the paper. And so they're really not doing that. Secondly, to refer back to your earlier commentary on free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, the solution is very, very simple. And that is to go back to using, as we did for 250 years, and tariffs on goods and services. And that would do two things. It would make our goods competitive in our own market, and it would create a large flow of money into our treasury, which could offset some of the debt that we already have incurred, which is very, very large.
But
are you going to cover in this hour the gold-silver situation? Do you want to wait?
Yeah, we can wait till Robbie comes up. There is a slew of financial stuff, and I want people to take note of these websites because learning, folks, is not necessarily. I mean, you can do it yourself. You don't necessarily. I mean, if you're real pressed for time, whatever, we can understand that. But you need to have the resources yourself. And you need to let other people know about this. Because in this economy today, Mr. Chapman, a lot of people are watching the financial yippie boys on Wall Street, and they're going, you know, maybe this is not too bad. Well, they're admitting that the housing market is going to be in the bucket for the next 18 months to 2 years. But after all, because of our globalization, yippie us, our most favored nation status with China and well, all these other wonderful partners we have globally, that this subprime mess, it's gonna bottom out. We don't know exactly when or where, or we can't even tell you what the bottom is. But Wall Street's doing well. You can still make money buying and selling stocks. And there's a storm out there, but we're gonna weather this. Everybody is gonna be just fine. Bob, how can these people? I mean, don't you have to have a heart or a soul to be a human being? And how can they tell these gargantuan lies with a straight face to people? Don't they know that one of these days people are going to be hunting for their heads because they've been lying to them?
Well, I worked on Wall Street for 28 years, and it is composed mostly of sociopaths. And sociopaths don't have any hearts. They only do what they think is expedient for themselves and then explain away, rationally at least to them, what they've done. And so they do what they want to do. And the latest reduction in the prime rate as well as the discount rate was only for Wall Street. It hasn't helped one lender. And as a matter of fact, during the process, what happened was that the rules of engagement, if you may, by lenders changed dramatically. People who had loans before, I admittedly shouldn't have had them, but they made it impossible, absolutely impossible for these people to qualify, even if their situation over the last 2 or 3 years had improved. And then, of course, you have lenders who will not lend in the jumbo loan area, which is $417,000 and upward, because Fannie and Freddie don't insure those loans. And a lot of them are interest-only and option loans, and they just don't want to have any part of them. So effectively, what has happened is that because of lenders who created this mess in the first place, along with the Federal Reserve, who is the main culprit, have reached a point where they are not allowing any kind of recovery whatsoever. And we've got 24 to 48 months to go in this mess. We're in the present peaking season here, which will last for about another year in the subprime ALTA loans that are going bad. But you can say the peak is 10. It's going to go down to 5, but the 5 is going to go out into another year and a half after that, and then you're going to have resets coming again for the 19% of loans that are still being made that are subprime and have very, very large interest rates. And by that time, interest rates in the real world could be higher.
No.
You know, I see insiders saying, like PIMCO's Bill Gross, say that we see interest rates 1.25 or lower. He hasn't been right about anything for the last few years. And the reason why, he's in the back pocket of the government, and the government's just telling him what to do. And so we're not going to see lower rates. And the reason why is foreigners won't buy Treasury and agency paper when the yields are almost relatively the same as other quality paper like German and Swiss paper out in the market.
And especially, and especially since inflation's going to eat up that yield to begin with.
Well, I already know that. It's been an accommodation to the United States and to the government over these last several years, where we've needed $3.4 billion each day of the 21 business days per month in order to survive, because we have a balance of payments deficit, and that has to be offset. That isn't happening anymore. We're going to start to slide into an area where they don't continue to buy, and that will force interest rates higher. And all of those people who have loans that have to be reset from perhaps 6 months or a year from now, they're not going to be able to do so. And this business of lower interest rates is, again, an effort to bail on Wall Street. It's destroyed the dollar. It's broken down. The dollar will definitely go lower. It can't go any higher. And not to go into it too deeply, because we want to talk about this when Robbie comes on, but you saw a phony rally in the dollar today, and I'll explain why, how they did it, and why they're doing it.
All right, let me give you some information here, folks. And during this hour, I also want to go back to what Ben Bernanke said in August 31st when they went to Jackson Hole, holed up in the continuity of government, the new headquarters, and basically plotted what they were going to do with this financial mess that they knew was going to just take a major, major chunk out of this country. Network World is the website, networkworld.com. Now, let me ask you people out there, you're pretty sane. You can add 2 and 2 and come up with 4, not 5 or any other number. You basically run on your instinct and common sense and what good information you can glean to act on. That goes without saying that that's how we used to operate. That's what people would expect that they could find out there in general to chart their course, to make preparations, to do whatever they needed to do in their life. Now it's just a little fast shuffle game, a little sleight of hand. You see it now you don't see it. Well, they keep saying that, well, we don't think we're in a recession. When we get back from the break, I'm going to spend a few minutes, and then you tell me if we're in a recession. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
By the way, we have a chat room for those shy people out there with computer at fingertip. You can email questions in, actually in the chat room. Go up to the main page, republicbroadcasting.org. It's right at the top of the page. Log into it, and we will answer your questions. Now, let me get back here to the situation on layoffs. Now, remember what I said last week. The discussion was, oh, it's a coin toss. Some people think we're in a recession. Other people don't think that we are. Well, bankrupt BenQ Mobile, they're dumping people. Sun to Axe Jobs by mid-2008, part of a restructuring plan. Covad to cut workforce by 8%. LSI to shed 900 jobs, sell consumer products. I'll get that out. It's a chip vendor. Intel, another chip vendor, to lay off 800 workers in Colorado. Senators Dell to lay off 10% of employees. That's 10% of its 78,800 workers. Motorola lays off 4,000 in search of missing profit. They don't know where their profit's at. IBM lays off 1,500, mostly in service. More jobs likely to go to California, and hang on here, because remember what I said about California. IBM union calls work stoppage to protest layoffs. And in the rumor mill, 150,000 IBM employees are going to be laid off this year. Now, it's just a rumor. And they're trying to squash the 150,000 IBM layoff rumor, but they're not having any success. Nokia Siemens to cut 9,000 jobs. It will be disconnecting. By the way, Nokia, it wants 5 billion people to enjoy the benefits of being connected by 2015. Unfortunately, 9,000 of their people won't be connected to a job very soon. By the way, IBM did lay off 1,315 workers. That's according to the union. They laid them off Tuesday of this week. That's today. Dell memo hints at layoffs. Lenovo cuts 5% of its workforce. Tweeter, and these are, it's a consumer electronics retailer, Tweeter Home Entertainment Group. It's just a small cutback. They have 153 stores. They're shutting down 49 of them. Hitachi to close the HDD plant in Mexico and slash the workforce. 11,000 of the 40,000 person global, what they call workforce, about 11% of them are going bye-bye. It's a lot of tacos and refried beans, folks. And guess what? That's only half the list. Bob, I've got many more pages I can go through here. But evidently, somebody, and you put in your newsletter, the majority of the hedge funds managers out there, personnel, are saying a recession is very likely by 2008. Did I lose Bob?
No.
Oh,
no,
there you
here.
Are. Okay.
No, the only one I wanted to comment on, I comment on those in the International Forecaster as they come. Frequently, as you know, but IBM is one of the leaders in the international transnational conglomerates that are destroying our economy, and they are absolutely going to lay off almost all of their employees, and they're going to shift their operations out of the United States, and I mean corporate headquarters, the whole works, into one of these tax havens. They are building a new plant south of Guadalajara in Mexico. The Mexican government is putting in a new four-lane highway, and they are going to ship 100,000 jobs over there, and they're already hiring there, incidentally, and the remainder of them are going to India. And there will be no more IBM in America, and all the transnational corporations are going to do the same thing, and they are going to take 40 million prime U.S. jobs out of the United States. And if you people don't get on your horse, and if you don't get to Congress and batter them to pieces over this, you're fools, because you're going to live in poverty for the rest of your lives. You're going to be financially on your knees, and you're going to be forced to accept world government unless you change our government through the legislature, and if you can't do that, you're going to change it another way, and you're not going to like the way that you're going to have to change it the other way.
Ben Bernanke, we're coming up on a break here. I want to go over what Ben Bernanke said on August 31st, and these were good words. It's not the responsibility of the Federal Reserve, nor would it be appropriate to protect lenders and investors from the consequences of their financial decisions. But Bob, that's exactly what he did a couple of weeks later by lowering the prime 50 basis points. And he's not done yet. It's at 4.75 right now. He's going to knock it down to 4.25. And that's not benefiting anybody out here in La La Land in America. That is strictly for the lenders. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. Stay tuned, folks. It's It's a roller coaster ride. I hope you got your seatbelt on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hedge funds and private equity firms today are a lot like dot-coms were in 2000. Ask for money and you'll get it. They bid up the prices on everything. The amount of money flowing is almost out of control, and it's making everything overvalued. A client of mine said it's like there are 11,000 planes in the sky and only 100 good pilots. An accident is bound to happen. And since mid-2007, folks, figure that out, January, February, March, April, May, June, since June, 19 major outfits have imploded. Prudential, Morgan Stanley, InfoNavit, all sorts, global investing, Absolute Capital Management Holdings, Synapse, Geronimo Multi-Strategy Sector Opportunity and Options Income, what a nice name, Basis Capital Fund Management, Solvent Capital Partners, Sentinel Management, Sachin LB, Parvost Dynamic, Union Investment Asset, So Good Capital, Odo, Galena, United Capital Markets, Global Caliber Global Investment, Lakeshore Asset Management, Richer Richie Capital Management, Bear Stearns, Dylan Reed, and the list goes on. The imploded list contains hedge or hedge-like funds, which have gone through some sort of permanent adverse change. Now, again, this is somewhat a subjective call, and it does not necessarily mean total shutdown or bankruptcy. But it also says that it can mean steep and rapid markdowns in net asset value or abnormal bailouts by corporate parent or peers in order to avoid write-downs and provide liquidity. Now, Bob, they're putting a happy face on this. And I hate to keep using that term, but that's exactly what they are doing. I'm watching CNBC today, and they're saying that the global market is keeping our market, our Wall Street at least, afloat, and there's money to be made buying and selling stocks. Now, that the housing market is, well, it's a little tattered, but it's not going to bottom out. We don't know where the bottom is or how far this is going to go, but it's probably not going to bottom out totally for another 18 months to 2 years, maybe 24 months, but they still don't know where the bottom is. But let's take a look at what Mr. Bernanke has said. It's not the responsibility of the Federal Reserve, nor would it be appropriate to protect lenders and investors from the consequences of their financial decisions. But developments in the financial markets can have broad economic effects felt by many outside the markets, and the Federal Reserve must take those effects into account when determining policy. In a statement issued simultaneously with the discount window announcement, the FOMC indicated that the deterioration in the financial market conditions and the tightening of the credit since August 7th meeting has appreciably increased the downside risk to growth. In particular, the further tightening of credit conditions, if sustained, would increase the risk that the current weakness is in housing could be deeper or more prolonged than previously expected, with possible adverse effects on consumer spending and the economy more generally. And he goes on to say, the incoming data indicate that the economy continued to expand at a moderate pace into the summer, despite the sharp correction in the housing sector. However, in light of the recent financial developments, economic data bearing out past months or quarters may be less useful than usual for our forecast of economic activity and inflation. Consequently, we will pay particularly close attention to the timeliest indicators, as well as the information gleaned from our business and banking contacts around the country. Inevitably, the uncertainty surrounding the outlook will be greater than normal, presenting a challenge to policymakers to manage the risk to their growth and price stability objectives. The committee continues to monitor the situation and will act as needed to limit the adverse effects on the broader economy that may arise from the disruptions in the financial markets. Now, 2 weeks later, he lowers the prime rate to 4.75. We're probably going to see another 50 basis point before December because they're worried about consumer spending out there and the confidence and the credit, full faith and credit of the banks and the institutions, folks. But they're going to drive the dollar down again. They're going to weaken it further against other currencies worldwide. And he just said right at the top of this, Bob Chapman, it is not the responsibility of the Fed Reserve, or would it be appropriate to protect lenders and investors for the consequences of their bad financial decisions? But that's exactly what he did.
He's a liar. That's pretty simple. He thinks he can dance you around with all those words, thinking you can't remember what he said in the first place. And that's what these double talkers are all about. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're going to continue to do it. And they don't care about the dollar, but where they are very, very short-sighted is once the dollar in the USDX index, which has already broken 80, goes down to 40 to 55, then the currency is not going to be the reserve currency of the world anymore. And it's going to be very, very difficult for American companies to compete worldwide. Whether they've got a lower dollar base so they can sell more cheaply is irrelevant. We don't manufacture enough goods anymore to make a difference. About 13% of what goes on in the United States is in manufacturing, down from 28% in 1980. We've virtually given almost our entire industry structure away. So the best that a 40 to a 55 bottom in the dollar can do is perhaps add a half a percent or maybe even a percent of 1% to the GDP. And that just isn't good enough because we're going to be in the middle of a depression.
Well, geez, it's probably going to take them another six months or a year for the cheerleader boys for Wall Street to start coming around for the coin toss of 50-50 choice on whether we're going to be heading into a depression, because they're saying there's still no recession.
They're lying. They lie about everything. Every figure that comes out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Commerce Department, every utterance out of their mouth is a lie. They never tell the truth. No.
Bob, I've been looking at this, and I've been quietly making my own predictions on the economy and when this thing is going to fold up its tent. And the more that I'm getting into this financial stuff, the more I'm looking behind the scenes. I mean, these are all props for public consumption out there, folks. But the more I look behind those carefully staged and managed scenes, the less I see holding anything up. And I'll tell you what, I mean, a strong hiccup from any place on this planet could drive this country right into the ground. Now, here's my question to you, Bob. We know that they couldn't have brought the United States into the global governance scam with a strong economy, a strong dollar, everybody still trading in dollars post the Bretton Woods Agreement after World War II. Everybody went on the Fed Reserve dollar. That was their reserve currency. Mr. Bernanke, a couple of weeks ago, knocked out the prime rate by 50 basis points, drove the dollar down to the loony in Canada, and my friends in Canada, I'm not picking on you, but we're now on par with your currency. Another 50 basis points cut, it's going to weaken the dollar even more against the world currencies, but the effects here in this country, if you don't think inflation is running at a clip right now at 11-12%, you're not paying attention. Bob, my question to you is this. Is this a carefully managed and staged event here in the United States to bring this country down to third world status in order to meld it with the global governance guys out there?
Absolutely. And I had the chance to do this in 1992, but they decided they were going to continue the program until they were ready. What's happened is that the program for the collapse of not only the United States, but Canada and Europe, was given a go-ahead, let's call it that, here about five years ago. And they were convinced that their operations in the Middle East would turn out well. Well, they turned into a disaster. And the disaster is getting worse. So what they have to do is, and there's big fractional fighting within the Illuminati about this, they have to create another war, another incident, like attacking Iran, so that they can continue their validity and have people looking off to the left when they should be looking at the economy on the right.
But Bob, hold, let's stop here 1 second. People can add 2 and 2, come up with 4. People can balance their own checkbooks. If we're going to go after Iran, and by the way, folks, let me tell you something. I have absolutely no doubt in this man's mind that the Minot Air Force Base to Barksdale, the little transference of 6 nuclear weapons on attached to some cruise missiles, one of which still may be unaccounted for, these were headed for the Middle East. These were headed specifically to Iran. They were going to cause a condition over there to fire things up. Between 3,000 and 4,000 targets had already been pre-chosen in Iran to blow the living snot and the infrastructure out of that country. But here's the point. We've almost spent $1 trillion in our little foray into Afghanistan in Iraq. And I'm not talking about the Gulf One incursion, Desert Dust Part One. I'm just talking about the latest foray here. $1 trillion. We're going to be spending more money for more munitions and all of these other things, the associated cost with war. And I'm not talking about the death and destruction they're going to cause. I'm just talking about dollars for right now. And while we're over there spending more money to attack people that haven't done a damn thing to us, people here at home are losing their houses and their jobs and everything else, how in God's name are the spinmeisters out there going to square this up in the public's mind that we got money to waste on people that shouldn't be, we shouldn't be messing with? Oh, by the way, don't forget that you're sitting under a bridge abutment begging for quarters on the street corner. How in God's name do they think they're going to pull that one off?
Well, through force. But, you know, to go back to the beginning of what you had to say, is people see this happening. Well, if they do see it happening, why aren't they doing something about it? They're not doing anything about it. They're waiting to be slaughtered. It's incredible. They're in denial. They don't care. Let Harry take care of it. It's not going to happen to me. I got a safe job. Or they just don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand how serious this is. You know, you and I come on these programs and bring the truth to people. And we do it at great risk. And at least in my case, most people my age are retired and doing nothing. And so I do it because I care more than anything else. And it is extraordinarily frustrating that people that do get the information just turn away. And I see subscribers, and there's thousands of them, plus all of the listeners who aren't subscribers. We're reaching millions of people around the world every day. And I do 15 programs a week, so I'm reaching lots of them, millions. And a lot of them just aren't listening. You've got to listen. What John says is absolutely true. And the same what I say. You've got to do something about it, or you're going to lose it all.
Well, and Bob, and I made the statement last week and the week before.
I remember very pointedly.
And I said that, you know, I excuse me, but I don't have time here for another 9/11 story. I don't have time to talk about the JFK assassination. I am looking at economic depression that this world has never seen before, the depths that you can't even fathom, because 29 is going to look like the cakewalk. Because, folks, think about it. We still had the infrastructure. We still had the manpower. We still had everything in place. We had no national debt. Based on, and there is no real parallel here to 2007 versus 1929. When this match goes off, it's gone. You're going to be burnt to a crisp. So I don't have any patience. We're looking at an impending World War III with nuclear exchanges in the Middle East if these madmen in the White House have their way and all their associated ring-knocker friends. We're looking at depression. Bob, you said it earlier, we're looking at the deportation here of another 40 million jobs. Where do you people think you're going to be working at? In Mickey D's? Well, who's going to be buying burgers? We're looking at so many things that are spelling absolute disaster that I do not have the time. And I'm not even going to entertain the thought here of a false flag operation inside the United States. Not at this point. Because I've looked at this, and for years I've considered this option. I've put it out of my head, considered other options. It's not going to be a false flag anything. They're going to drive this thing down. This has been their plan all the way, all the time. And they've been working toward this end, to drive this country into the ground so it cannot recover, to meld it into their globalist plans. And I am not going to be talking about any more 9/11 stories. Do you people get it out there? You must understand that the circumstance we're in right now is irrevocable. You can't reverse it. It's irreversible. It's going to have to go its course, but you have to know that it's coming. You have to start making plans for it right now, because there isn't anything on God's green earth that's going to stop this. Nothing. They can't. Bob, explain this, that I can't stop this.
Well, it's up to the people. And thus far, generally speaking, they've done nothing. And so they can expect nothing. And so the only way they can protect themselves is by having gold and silver coins during the inflationary period and gold bullion coins during the deflationary period. And anybody who doesn't have, for every member of his family over 10 years old, an assault weapon and 1,000 rounds of ammunition and 10 30-shot clips, they ought to have their head examined. Because that's exactly where you are allowing this to go.
It's coming down to that, folks. I mean, the most valuable commodity may not be just gold out there or silver. It very well may be lead. And before we get to that point, you better reconsider the position that we're in. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls right after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm going to make an offer out there. This is a free offer to these listeners to this program today. I have a Citizen's Rule book. It's done by Palladium. This is a great book. Some 60 pages. Tells you about the Constitution, everything else in here. Grand jury, which, by the way, I'm going to be doing a program here in the future real, real soon about the criminals locally here. You can go directly to your grand jury. You don't have to be approved, by the way, by the prosecutors to talk to the grand jury. No, you can bypass those people because this is the people's tool to go after the criminals operating locally. We'll give you the Citizens Rule Book, also the Bill of Rights Handbook. This is an expanded version. It is 141 pages long. I will give these to you free, folks. No charge. I'm going to give you a bumper sticker as well. Well, maybe there is a hook here. I'll make you a deal. I'll give you these two books, and I'll give you a free bumper sticker with a caveat that you put it on your car. You let other people know what's going on. Because I'm going to be frank and honest with you here right now. Bob Chapman doesn't have to do what he's doing. Bob Chapman could roll up his tent tomorrow, live out the rest of his days in relative comfort because he's worked hard all of his life and he's been smart about it. I, on the other hand, have built a network to relay this news to people that you don't seem to be doing a good job, folks, of spreading the message that this is where the information can be found. I'm spending $400,000 a year. I have to produce $400,000 a year just to pay the bills to make this network run. And I don't own my house, and I don't own my cars. I don't own squat. But I'm going to tell you something right now. When the foo-foo hits the proverbial air-moving device, my conscience is going to be clear. Because I have done everything under the sun that I can imagine and create to make this available to all of the people out there. So my conscience is going to be clear. I want you to understand that. I'm not doing this for any other reasons. I've heard some really slimy accusations out there, and I'm not even going to entertain on air. Let me go to the phones. Leo in Texas, you're up first, Leo.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate everything you do. John and Bob, thanks for being on the show as always. I'll ask a real quick one. It's for a prognostication. Just if you got any guesses, how much higher do you think the Dow can go? And do you think, like I think, it'll be about 1 month or 2 months max before it goes down to 10,000 or 11,000? Let me get off the phone and listen on the air. Thanks.
Thank you, Leo. I appreciate it.
Well, it could very well be a month or two before it starts down. What is driving the market is the enormous liquidity that's being given out to banks at that discount window. And what the banks do is they lend eight times the amount of money that they borrow. And they've just flooded the economy with money, never mind the increase of over 14% of money and credit that's already in the system is doing what it's doing. And incidentally, all of this tremendous amount of money and credit that's going into the system really won't show up until a year to a year and a half from now. So that means that those of you who are in gold and silver coins and other gold and silver related assets have got a long way to go. We got a big upside coming. But that's the antithesis of what's going on in some of the credit markets. As we talked about earlier, we saw discussed the housing market and what's happening there. It's virtually frozen. And you can tell that by the sales as they drop precipitously. And then you have the commercial paper market, half of which is totally permanently frozen as far as I'm concerned. And I don't think the other $1.2 trillion that could service. And I think the system is going to break down. And so this liquidity is pushing the market up. And it's going to come to an end. It's going to manifest itself in enormous inflation.
All right. Bob, hold on. Leo, thanks for your call. We'll break. Be right back. With